Welcome to another Northwest Herald Football Podcast, sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings in Algonquin and Crystal Lake. I'm sports writer Joe Stevenson, along with sports writer Sean Hammond and sports editor Kyle Neighbors. Guys, we've heard for weeks at Prairie Ridge, Coach Chris Shrimp and their players talk about just wanting another week together. I'm glad that we have one more week to cover football together.
Aw, Joe.
That's kind of sweet, Joe. Getting sappy on us here.
I know. Well, Sean and I got to do this in the spring with Crystal Lake South Baseball, and it's really fun to just kind of go along for the ride on that journey and watch one of our area teams go all the way and try to reach the pinnacle. It's a lot of fun.
It's certainly exciting for us to get to cover that, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's always more entertaining when the team you're covering is winning and not losing. It makes our job a little bit easier, and it's a lot more fun for everyone. So
Yeah. So I am. I'm glad we have this one more week to cover football together. Prairie Ridge defeats Hoffman Estates 42-21 in their 6A semifinal on Saturday, and we'll meet Nazareth at 1 o'clock on Saturday at NIU's Husky Stadium. Nazareth beat Providence 24-7, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Did I see that right? That they didn't even throw a pass. I think they ran the ball the whole time.
I know they ran really heavy. I don't know if it was a complete shutout of a pass. So
yeah. Sean, what did you think of Saturday's game as Prairie Ridge pulled away in the second half?
Well, yeah, it was close for a while, especially in that first half. It was interesting. It was kind of a slow start. I think there was there only one touchdown in that first quarter. Only one touchdown, and then all of a sudden the points just kept coming in the second quarter. I thought linebacker Joe Perhat's interception right out of halftime was really big for the Wolves. They had a one possession lead at that point, and then they got the interception and bumped it up to two possessions, and kind of cruised from there. You know, it wasn't necessarily easy, but they held a pretty good lead the rest of the way.
Yeah, that was a huge play. They go in and score there, and then they get a stop the next one. And then, Kyle, what did you think of Samson Evans' punt return? That was another just kind of stuck it in him right there.
Well, we talked earlier in the week or during last week about Hoffman Estates having to eliminate those chunk plays. They talked about it. I know in your preview. About not allowing them, and Samson Evans got him way too many times for big gain, not just on the punt, but, running the ball as well. It was really interesting because Hoffman Estates, I knew that they had some talent in the linebacking core. Particularly, I want to say it's Jalen Alexander.
Yes.
Really good linebacker. I wasn't sure what else was there, though, but all of their linebackers, they did a really good job filling gaps in that first quarter and particularly in the first half. And I was a little concerned because they were doing better than I thought. Maybe Belvedere North, is that who they played in the round before?
Belvedere North, yes.
So maybe being able to see that type of offense help them get prepared for that game a little bit better. In the end, Prairie Ridge just kind of won on the line of scrimmage. And, when you start falling behind, they started getting out of gaps, and that's when the big chunk play started taking place.
Yeah, so Samson Evans for the game, runs of 64, 63, 39 and 30 from the line of scrimmage, and then this throw in the 73-yard punt return. Pretty fair day's work.
Yeah, that'll get it done.
It was kind of a surprising punt return, too, because it looked like he wasn't going to pick it up for a second there.
Yeah, it rolled a long way, and he said he thought that they didn't think he was going to pick it up. And then he realized, I think he kind of glanced and realized, hey, maybe I can do something here. And he just, he got past the first couple guys, and then I thought he was going to go all the way. He almost did.
It was great because Sean was recording, we're both taking turns kind of trying to grab film. And Sean actually stopped recording because he's like, oh, all right, just a dead punt. And then all of a sudden he looked back up and Samson's coming down the sideline.
And I happened to be standing at the 10-yard line where he's coming right at me along that sideline. And I was like, uh-oh, I better start recording again.
Well, Sean, you and I saw the semifinal last year with DeKalb, and the Barbs put some pressure on Prairie Ridge in the first half. Did that kind of remind you of that game a little bit, the way?
Yeah, it definitely did. It was a close game for a while. DeKalb had a pretty good passing attack, and they beat the Prairie Ridge defense on some big plays in that game. And that was really similar to what Hoffman Estates did. They had a couple of big plays in that first half, and they were right there, at halftime and going into that third quarter. But we've talked a couple of times on the show here about passing attacks are maybe the one thing that could beat Prairie Ridge defense. You know, we saw Huntley put up a lot of points on them. But I like the way that the Wolves defense sort of responded in that second half, and a big turnover there, a couple of stops, and if they keep getting Samson Evans the ball on the offensive end, that's a good thing.
I think about 200 yards in the first half and maybe only 90 in the second that Prairie Ridge gave up.
Yeah, that's a pretty good turnaround.
I think, you know, one thing that I've noticed through the years as you watch teams more and more, I think Andy Peterson is their defensive coordinator at Prairie Ridge is really good at making those halftime adjustments. I kind of almost after watching the semifinal game last year where DeKalb played so well, I was kind of almost expecting that, and you saw it again. They came out and did the job and shut him down.
Yeah, and Coach Shrimp mentioned him after the game and the job that he does as a defensive coordinator. And they said that they were making little adjustments. They weren't really specific with exactly what they were doing with me, but they definitely, I think, you know, changed little things here and there as they looked towards that second half.
Well, I mean, one thing wasn't really making an adjustment. It was they just started to tackle better.
Because Hoffman,
they ran a lot of slants, a lot of screens, and they were getting 6-7 yards after the catch because people were breaking tackles, and that wasn't something I was used to seeing Prairie Ridge do. I think Jalen Alexander had a long touchdown in that first half there where he broke 3 or 4 tackles over the middle of the field. And I don't think I've seen Prairie Ridge have that problem this season.
Both of those plays were kind of like the guy going against the grain, right? Kind of coming back, going against the flow almost to get those long runs. And, so we know next year that Huntley coach Matt Zimelzak is really going to miss quarterback Eric Mooney, and Prairie Ridge coach Chris Shrimp is really going to miss Samson Evans. How much are we going to miss those guys? Like, we're talking about two, like, really dynamic players, two of the best we'll ever see around here.
Pretty easy interviews
makes me too. Sad.
We've been kind of spoiled, I'd say, the last couple of years being able to watch those guys. I've only been up here for a year, but it's been a lot of fun to watch. I'm sure you guys, you know, Joe, you've seen them develop since, you know, they were freshmen, so it's got to be odd to see them at this stage finally ready to move on after this weekend.
Yeah. Mooney was a running back as a freshman. Samson was a split end as a freshman and then moved to quarterback as a sophomore. Mooney moved to quarterback last year. He'd actually played quarterback all the way through his junior football days and stuff. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch them move on. Samson, of course, is going to Iowa. Eric, we don't know yet. I'm sure that's going to intensify here in the next month.
Yeah, I'm sure. Sure, he'll be figuring that out here in the coming weeks. It's interesting with Samson just how not only is he so fast, but how he can barrel through guys too. You know, it's not easy to be able to do both those things on the football field. And there was one play in that semifinal game over the weekend where he was up against Jalen Alexander he's a linebacker.
Linebacker, and he just
barreled right through him. And that's a kid who's going to Purdue.
240. Yeah, he's a big guy.
Yeah, he's going to Purdue.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they clashed several times. There was a play, I want to say it was first and goal at the 1, and Alexander actually met Evans in the hole and stood him up. There was several times throughout that game where they were kind of going back and forth, getting the best of each other, but it was a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, it's interesting to watch those games within the game.
Yeah.
Buffalo Wild Wings in Algonquin and Crystal Lake are proud sponsors of today's podcast. And here's some information. You can earn loyalty points at B-Dubs. Just sign up for the Blazing Rewards program and start earning points on every purchase you make. And right now, you can earn extra points by eating items like the Cali Chicken Sandwich, Fiesta Pork Tacos, and more. Order online for easy pickup. Buffalo Wild Wings in Algonquin on Randall Road or in Crystal Lake on Route 14 across from Sam's Club. All right, guys, so what do we know about Nazareth other than it has one of the coolest nicknames in the state, the Roadrunners? By the way, if I were at that school, every time they'd score, I'd play the little cartoon from the Looney Tunes, beep, beep. I think they should. I don't know if they do, but I think they should.
That should be required? Is that what you're saying? It should be, yes.
you should maybe mention that to somebody on Saturday. Like, hey, I got an idea for you guys. Well, we do know that they're coming in at 12-1, only lost to Marist. That was a 42-0. Got beat pretty bad there. That was a while ago in the regular season. Obviously, they have the tradition, a couple of state titles in recent years, 2014 in 6A, 2015 in 5A. It looks like they like to line it up and run the ball, huh, Kyle?
Yeah, looks like they're only averaging about 10 passes per game. Devin Blakely is their top running back. He's got about 948 yards and 12 touchdowns. When I say about, I mean exactly 150 attempts so far for him on the year. You know, they have a big offensive line. I think it's their starting right tackle. I was trying to find some film on him earlier. 6'6", 375. Looked like he had a visit to Notre Dame this past weekend or recently at least. You know, going to be pretty stout up front, it appears. The interesting thing about this team is going into the year, everyone knew there was a lot of talent here, but they're actually really young. Really, really young.
Yeah, what it looks like only maybe half their starters are seniors.
Yeah, I mean, they're getting contribution from a lot of underclassmen. You know, and so I think everyone knew there was a lot of talent and that this was going to eventually be a team that would probably play for a state championship. Not sure people thought it was going to be this year, though, particularly after they lost to Marist, and it was a bad loss. It was like 50-0.
42-0.
42-0. And I think people at that point went, okay, yeah, maybe good team, but they're a year away. But they've really put it together in the postseason. Good wins over Danville, Sacred Heart Griffin, obviously their number on Providence Catholic last week. So it's going to be a pretty good matchup, I think.
Yeah, I really thought Providence coming out of that tough Chicago Catholic League blue might be the team that Prairie Ridge is going to see. And, you know, a lot of respect for Nazareth for what it's done in past years and for winning that game. You know, looked like it took care of business pretty well against the Celtics.
Yeah, it did. But,
Devin Blakely, they were talking on I caught the coach's conference call yesterday, and they were talking about that a lot. Coach Shrimp is concerned about the speed. Devin Blakely's very fast. Diamond Evans, one of the receivers, is real fast. And David Oglesby, another receiver. They really have a lot of fast guys. On the defensive line, Isaiah Lee, 6'1", 290, is a guy that they're really concerned about as well. That he's a really tough guy on the defensive line that the Wolves will have to do something with.
Yeah, this might be the most talented defense they've seen this year, I think. Between Isaiah Lee over on the defensive line, he's going to anchor that in the middle. It's going to be a hard guy to move out of there. But they have some talent at the linebacker level, too. Wesley Lones is a good player. Austin, I want to say Reifsteck, could you say the name? Riley Theobald. All really good linebackers, have some good stats. They have some good size there at the linebackers. It should be really interesting to see how they kind of control those gaps and try and limit the big plays for Prairie Ridge.
So what do you think the keys to the game are for Saturday, Sean?
I'm going to be watching things up front between these lines. Definitely keeping an eye on Jeff Jenkins and what he and the Prairie Ridge, I guess both lines, are going to do. You know, he's fun to watch on the defensive side, too, and we'll see how he goes up against that Nazareth line.
Yeah, I think the key is kind of the same as last week in terms of what the Prairie Ridge offense has to do. Once again, it's going to be a good linebacking core, as I said. They're going to have to find a way to get guys out of those gaps.
Yeah, I think I'm interested to see it, just how fast Nazareth is and how Prairie Ridge's defense, which has played really well all year, how they can handle that kind of speed, because I know that was a big concern of Coach Chris Shrimp. So, Kyle, what are you and our buddy Steve Soucy going to be up to this weekend? Are you there Friday and Saturday?
Not Friday. We're not going to be up there on Friday. We will be there all day on Saturday. I'm leaving the house about 8:30. Okay. I think the first game is 10 a.m. Seuss and I will be watching all the games. He's going to do a little writing after each game. We're also going to do Facebook Live, so make sure you tune into that. Should be a fun day. A lot of good games.
So that'll be on the McHenry County Sports
Facebook
page that you guys will be on.
Yep, that's where you can find us.
The first one you'll be talking about is Dunlap and Chicago Phillips.
Yeah, it should be a fun one. I'm really looking forward to Steve Phillips. Obviously, been a really good program over the last couple of years.
I think Sean and I are going to leave a little early so we can see quite a bit of that game. I want to see Phillips as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Since we didn't get to see him in person this year.
No, we didn't.
Like we did last year at Johnsburg. But all right, guys. Well, one last time, we get to make a pick.
Our last pick
Hopefully
of the
I'll
year.
Do better than I have some of my other picks.
I'm getting a little sad over here right now.
Sean, Who do you have?
Well, I said this a couple weeks ago. I've never seen Prairie Ridge lose, so there's no reason to pick against them now. I'm going to take the Wolves.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a tough battle up front. I think Prairie Ridge is probably about a touchdown favorite. I think that's how it's going to end up.
I've been picking Prairie Ridge for the last 2 years, and I'm going to stick with them. Sean's the good luck charm, that little extra good luck charm. So I will go with the Wolves as well. So thanks, everybody, for listening in this week, and we'll catch you later. Thanks again to Buffalo Wild Wings, our sponsor.